Hi, welcome to our weekly workshop with a secular sponsor in Overeaters Anonymous. Each week we have an opportunity to hear from someone who's gotten maintained abstinence without God, for a chance for those of us who don't have a sponsor or want a little extra exposure. For today, we'll get started. If you want more information about Secular Overeaters, go to secularovereaters.org. We are people in Overeaters Anonymous who are getting abstinent and staying abstinent without God. So here's our sponsor for today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny, and I am a sugar addict and compulsive eater. Today, I'm going to share on the tool of writing, and we're going to do a short writing exercise. So if you want to get your journal, pens, paper, whatever you need, your computer ready, we will be doing that for 5 minutes later on during today's talk. And after the writing exercise, we'll break out into pairs to share what we've written, and then we'll come back and open up the floor to others who want to share on the tool of writing that they use either with themselves or with their sponsees. And I just want to reiterate that these are my own opinions, and they do not represent OA as a whole. I want to give a little background before I start, which is that I've been in OA for 5 years. I had been yo-yo dieting since my early 30s, and I came into OA at age 56, and it was an absolute act of desperation. I'm an atheist, a feminist, a lesbian, and I had just never thought that a 12-step program could work for me, but I was just so absolutely desperate that I was willing to try anything. My sugar addiction was really out of control. I'd had many health problems, including high cholesterol, prediabetes. I'd had my gallbladder taken out, bowel impactions, chronic back and foot pain, and depression. And luckily, one of the early meetings I went to was a freethinker meeting. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and it turned out that they're the only two face-to-face atheist agnostic meetings in the whole world were 5 minutes away from where I worked. And so after work, I would just go to those. And I didn't realize how lucky I was, but I really have to thank the secular community for saving me. I've been abstinent since the first day I've been in OA, which for me is refraining from compulsive food behaviors around recreational foods like candy, pastry, ice cream, popcorn, chips, things like that. And if I eat any of those foods, the cravings come back and I just can't stop. So those have been completely cut out of my life. It was a one day at a time thing, and the days turned into weeks, into months, and then into years. And I've had significant physical recovery, but the most important part has been the sanity that I have back. And I really do attribute my recovery to the secular community, my sponsor, and outside literature. My first sponsor was religious, but she was trying to be supportive of me as an atheist, but she really didn't know how to translate the steps so they would make sense. She was using this pamphlet called A Guide for Sponsors, and there's 30 questions in the back, and they refer to things like the big book, and I was just really getting steeped in religion. I'm glad that I have that experience now because I think it's important to understand the canon of recovery literature, but it was just really hard to figure out how this stuff related to me. She only sponsored me up through my third step because she was on the fourth step herself. And they say that you can, you know, sponsor up to your own level of recovery. So that's what she was doing. And that's what, you know, if we need more sponsors out there, I think that's something that, you know, we can look at. You don't have to finish all 12 steps in order to become a sponsor. My second sponsor who I have today is a pantheist, which means that she believes God is everywhere, but she's also a feminist, and she's been very supportive of me as a atheist and agnostic. And I use outside 12-step literature when I work the steps with her. So now I'm going to start talking about writing as a tool for recovery. And one of the things that we say in OA is that about writing is that putting our thoughts and feelings down on paper helps us to better understand our actions and reactions in a way that is often not revealed to us by simply thinking or talking about them. That's from the tools brochure. Personally, I found this to be true. I don't believe in God, but I feel like that when I'm writing, I'm sometimes able to tap into like this inner wisdom. And sometimes if I don't get a clue about what my next right action should be. From writing, I just wait. And there's usually no reason to rush into making decisions. Using a pause is one of the most helpful things I've learned in OA. I don't do a daily writing practice other than sending my food at the end of the day to my sponsor, but I attend a writing meeting once a week, and I'm working on the steps for a second time, and I'm using the OA workbook, which I recommend. And my first sponsor that I had, after I stopped working with her for many years, I was sending her 10 gratitudes a day. So that was kind of a writing practice. And that was really a nice way for me to reframe what was going on for me in my life and kind of help me put myself in a better mood. So I do use the workbook for myself and for my sponsees. It's really, you know, got an easy format. It's all laid out for you. There's questions, you answer them. It's hard though, because there are a lot of God questions in there. And so depending on what kind of question there is, how it's framed, I swap out the OA group or my inner or higher self for the terms God and higher power. One of my favorite writing assignments is to do a 10th step or a daily inventory. And you can do this anytime in your step work. Even though they call it a 10th step, you can be on your first step or not on any steps at all, and you can do this practice. The big book has something about the 11th step, which I like, which kind of can put me in the mood for writing. It's when we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time, or were we thinking of what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life? But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. So sometimes, like, reading that kind of helps me put me in the place of doing a daily inventory. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share some daily inventories that people can do. I'm going to put the link to this form in the chat later on, so you don't need to write any of this down, but I just wanted you to see what was available. And we're going to get ready to do some writing now. So if you haven't gotten something out to write with, this would be a good time. What we're going to do today is we're going to do this one called the 4 G's, and I'm going to do a sample of my own so that you guys can hear how it goes. So there's 4 questions, and all the things that you focus on start with the letter G. And let me get down to mine. So the first question is, what went great today? So I did this on Saturday, and these can just be really simple. What went great today? I visited my son and his wife, and we had a nice outdoor socially distanced lunch. I got to play with his puppy. I enjoyed the drive and seeing the greening of the hills. I took a nap in the afternoon. My food was abstinent. And then the next question is, what glitches did I encounter? So my glitches, my twisted ankle still hurts, so I didn't walk the dogs this morning. Sticking with an exercise routine is hard for me, and I get scared when I have to miss a day. Then the next question, what am I grateful for? My overall health is good. My friends and family are all healthy and safe. I have clean air and water. My dogs are good company. Technology is keeping me connected to the outside world. I have enough. Then what are my goals for tomorrow? And I usually just try and focus on one goal, because if I put too many on there, then it gets overwhelming. So my goal was for the next day was that I was going to try and follow a floor-based Pilates video so that I could at least stretch if I couldn't go for a walk. And yesterday I was unable to go for a walk, and I did do an hour of a Pilates video. So that felt really good. I did my goals. Now, if everybody can have their writing materials available, here are the 4G questions, which we'll just keep up here. And I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes. So everybody, if you could please get ready to write. And then we'll come back and we'll go into breakout groups and share what we've done. So ready, set, go. Okay, if everybody wants to just wrap it up, we're going to be done. All right, now. So one of the things, what we're going to do is break out into pairs, and a good practice would be to just let each person, you know, take their 3 minutes or whatever to read their 4 G's, and then the person can let you know if they would like to have feedback, or you can ask if they'd like to have feedback, and you don't even need to do feedback if you don't want to. So it's just sharing. As a sponsor, when I'm hearing someone's 10th step, and a lot of times we use a longer format, I often take notes when my sponsor is reading so that I can refer back and then ask them about specific things. But, you know, you don't want to interrupt their flow. So I think, Jim, we could go ahead and do the breakout pairs. So I hope that was enough time for everybody. We forgot to set the timer. Now, I think we just opened the floor. I really don't have any other thoughts right now. So I think that this is the part of the meeting where other people jump in and talk about writing as a tool or how it's been helpful to them, or maybe, you know, commenting on the shares that you just did or on the exercise. I also, if you check the chat, I put the sheet in there that has that you can download that has 5 different 10 steps that you can do or daily inventories. And it has the link where you can go to secularovereaters.org to find out more information about it.
The floor is open for questions, and let me just see what it says under participants. And there are no blue hands, so you can, the first one gets to blurt out. Oh, Vinny is up.
Thank you, Jim. Vinny T, compulsive overeater recovering in North Carolina. I really love this this topic, and I kind of, I was talking to my breakout partner, I see this as such a wonderful combination with the action plan. For me, you know, I had to start writing for the action plan. And so, you know, it's an easy seg into just expanding that into a sort of a daily, you know, check on me kind of thing as well. And I do appreciate that.
Hi, I'm Kathy, compulsive overeater and a sugar addict. I resisted writing for my first 18 months in OA. I did not want to sit still. I did not want to write things down. And during COVID, when my abstinence started slipping, I knew I had to add more tools to my day, to my action plan, so that I could get back on track. And I started writing. And gee, what my sponsor said to me all along was true. It really does help. I start out my morning talking about my abstinence for the day and what my goals are for the day, and that my best self will help me be the best person I can be and make the best decisions I can make. And it's working. So I highly advise anybody who doesn't take advantage of this step just to try it, because it sets your day on the right path and it helps you avoid temptations. So thank you, everybody.
I'm getting lots of testimonials here. Jenny, Aisha, my apologies.
Hi, all. My name's Aisha. I'm a couples overeater from New York City. I just came to my first atheist agnostic meeting. And I really am happy that we used writing, because it's one of the tools that I rarely use. I'm just trying to get into it. I'm not a big writer. But I the other tool that I struggle with is, of course, the telephone. So I it's good that I'm kind of like, you know, working on those weaker muscles. And what else? I'm actually a Buddhist, and my sponsors have not been Buddhist, and I think it's okay for me, but maybe sometimes not for them. Like, I'll say things like program slogans that have the word God in it, and I'm fine with that, but I think that maybe they're not. Like I said one time to a sponsor, yeah, and God's time, and she's like, you say God a lot, you know. But I was like, I'm like, no, I don't believe, but I just say it because that's what everybody else says. And like, I just think that that's fine. Then not like, you know, it's Morgan Freeman's time. You guys said, that said. So I'm going to go with that. It's like another author in the library. So I just came looking, seeing maybe some other fellows who, like, you know, aren't strictly into God and, you know, powers that are higher outside of us. But, you know, I just wanted to check it out. Thank you.
Cool. Welcome. Come to more of our meetings. We like it. There's go on one of those websites. I think pretty much one every day somewhere. Arlene?
Hi. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much for doing this today. And I love the variety of 10-step approaches. When you're in program for a bit, you tend to do things the same way, and having new approaches really helps because it keeps things fresh. And in terms of writing in general, when I came in, I was willing to do my first step inventory and, you know, the other things that I was doing. There was willingness, but I actually was dealing with several after effects of an accident that affected my brain and my coordination, et cetera. And so the act of writing was actually something that was quite difficult. And I had to be very patient with myself. Now, that may not apply to everybody, but, you know, I guess the point I'm making is sometimes writing's not easy for different reasons. And it, by the way, it didn't matter if I tried, you know, a writing implement or a digital device. It was all the communication stuff in my brain had gotten jumbled up. And I had to be very patient. And then the other thing that happened is, on top of that, I learned that that writing was a good antidote to the cravings, that I could sit, and even if I doodled or whatever, as long as I had any sort of a writing implement to keep my hands occupied, that it was a way to prevent myself from handling food. So in times of cravings, I would just sit there with something in front of me, paper and something, and use that to count down the 20 minutes. And it worked. It worked every single time. So writing is something I do use and I'm grateful for, and love the workshop today. Pass.
Sue?
I'm Sue. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I am very thankful to you, Jenny, for doing this, because I'm slightly dyslexic and writing is difficult and I tend not to write. And being pushed to do it was really good. And I'm not sure I'll do it every day, but at least now it doesn't seem as overwhelming as it did. It doesn't have to be. I realize I don't have to write long paragraphs about things. I can make a little list of what was good today, what was a problem today, what's my goal, and that's easier than the way I was looking at writing before. And so I'm hoping that this will be helpful, and I really enjoyed the two-person breakout room and getting to meet someone I haven't talked with before. So thank you.
Great. Megan?
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a food addict and compulsive overeater. I am so, so happy and so grateful that I stopped into this meeting today. I didn't know what to expect. I've never been in this meeting before. I was just in need of one, looked for one, found this one, put it up immediately. And I came in right as we were starting the writing and I loved it. There's another meeting that I go to on Sundays that's pretty much writing focused. We read steps from the book and then there's a writing prompt, which I highly recommend. It's Sundays every day at 1 Eastern Standard Time, if you like writing. But I loved the breakout rooms in this session. I made a new friend, which was so cool. And just to kind of vibe with someone for a few minutes about our shared difficulties and our different difficulties is very, like, it makes me grateful for what I have, and it's eye-opening. And the fact that we can just all kind of relate on the same level, just, it feels like more like a community than I was expecting, especially over the internet. So I'm just really grateful for this meeting. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for listening to me.
Susan D.
Hi, I'm Susan, a compulsive overeater. This is my first time at this meeting, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm working without a sponsor now because my sponsor was very religiously based, and I was not able to get past the third step, the second and third steps. I am in my 60s, and it's very hard for me to have a religious epiphany at this point, since I've never had any spiritual beliefs in my entire life. But I do relate to writing, and writing brings me to a deeper feeling. So I really do appreciate this meeting, and thank you very much, Jenny. It was wonderful. Thank you. I'll pass.
Ed?
Hi, I'm Ed, a compulsive overeater in New Jersey. Emotional eater and late night eater also. Hi, thanks, Jenny, for your presentation. It was helpful, and actually it helped me to hear what your four G's were, because my mind was kind of blank and I was very tired, and so it helped. And I shared some of the same things that you were your four G's. And I got Vinny T, who was also very helpful as my breakout partner. And thanks for your service, Jim, and everyone for the meeting. I'm sort of like another a member. I have trouble forcing myself or, you know, to do things. It's, if there's an existing meeting, it's easier for me to go on to that rather than initiating something on my own. And I don't have a lot of structure or something to hold on to. I'm doing a lot of different meetings, and it seems difficult to find time for anything new. But maybe it'll get better, hopefully. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Zazie?
Hello, I'm Zazie. I'm a compulsive overeater. Hello. Thank you very much. One of the things I noticed was today, it was hard for me to write. And I realized that it's not just what I write, it's how the act of writing actually goes that tells me a lot about my inner state. So if I am finding it difficult to express myself, that can often tell me what I need to pay attention to. And sometimes as well, I like to sort of write by hand, just things like how well formed my writing is tells me whether I've got some things I need to pay attention to or not. So I found in some other meetings that I've gone to when it was difficult for me to write, that I started off actually by sort of drawing and doodling, and what I draw and doodle kind of tells me what I need to write about, and that eases me in that way. So I really do appreciate the way that the physical act of writing rather than the mental act of thinking allows me to connect with myself in a different way. So thank you very much. Thank you everyone. Thank you for letting me share.
And I promised Rachel she could go next.
I love this meeting. My name is Rachel. I'm in Northern Virginia. I'm a bit of an old timer, and I struggled for a long time with steps 2 and 3 and what is my higher power. But I did some, and I now have ideas about what that is, right? But I learned that writing and praying helped me, whether or not there was something on the receiving end. And the thing that I do the most, the type of writing that I do the most, is freehand writing, just writing and writing and writing and writing and writing, right? Whatever is going on inside of me. And I learned a technique of not stopping and judging it, but just writing. And that has helped me allow whatever's inside of me stirring around to come out. And what the speaker said at the beginning about, you know, allows us to put on writing so that we can see and understand ourselves has been really true. Right? If I do something structured, like making a list, that doesn't work as well. Like, okay, here are the 10 things I'm grateful for. Yes, I am grateful for them, and they help shift my feelings. But they don't help me. That doesn't help me as much to understand what I'm upset about or stressed about. So I am a big fan of freehand writing. Different types of writing have their places, but that's just something that's been super helpful for me. Thanks for letting me share.
So there's another Susan, I think. I'm not sure whether you've gone already or not. If you have, you can tell me.
I'm a Susan. And
Different Susan. Yay, Susan. Your turn.
I have a daily 10 step that I got through I'd call it a right-wing group in a way. And it includes four things about, so it's a 10 step, daily 10 step, and includes where was I selfish and dishonest and afraid? And it talks about my actions. And the dishonest one gets me. The dishonest means also denial. When was I in denial about what I can expect from my sister? Things like that, which really to me delves quite a bit. I'm an atheist. I've been in program about 40 years, and I have to keep coming back to it. So thanks for being here. Pass.
Gretchen, Gretchen's your turn.
Hi. First time at this meeting. Gretchen, emotional overeater and exercise procrastinator. First time at this meeting, I think, grateful for this opportunity. I typically do not turn my video on, nor do I share. And I've been at OA meetings now for, I don't know, 60 days. And it's funny because I just bought a journal about a week ago to start writing things down in, and I hadn't used it. And so this exercise kind of forced me to pull that out and jot some things down. And it was nice to do the breakout rooms. I'm typically on a larger meeting, and there's not that opportunity to like interface with someone, especially with the Zoom thing. And so I met a new friend as well. And I've got some goals for the week written down and more focused, I think. And looking forward to attending more of these. I'm typically more on the agnostic side, raised Catholic, and struggling with the regular meetings, really. And so I'm glad to have found this group. Thank you.
Could I just make a few comments since nobody
has their hand raised? Oh, sure. Sorry, Jenny.
Yeah, that's okay. I wish I had mentioned this. I didn't think about it during my presentation, but a lot of people do draw instead of writing. And I just want to say that's like a totally great, you know, valid, wonderful thing to do. Like maybe you draw and you write, but you know, anything that's like using your hands while you're doing that kind of process, I think is really great. And I also wanted to say that, you know, I have a copy of this, you know, form that I place in the chat, and I put it in my journal. I've got a little pocket in the back, and it's just there because I don't remember, you know, all the different questions all the time. So it just is like a good tool to have, is to print out one of these and to put it with your writing stuff.
No, Jenny, thanks so much. And thanks for everybody who shared their experience, strength, and hope. It's an important tool. Frankly, it's not one that I use. I've used more lately, but great to have the class. Thank you. It was wonderful. That's all the time we have for questions. We'll now end the recording. Remember, anonymity is the basis of our program, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.